Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
We'll move on to Israel and Gaza, because all residents of Gaza City have been told by the Israeli military to evacuate south to the central Gaza Strip as operations in the north intensify, they say. Leaflets were airdropped in the city, instructing everyone to leave what is described as a dangerous combat zone via what are called designated safe routes. The UN says it's deeply concerned about the evacuation orders. Meanwhile, Médecins Sans Frontières, or MSF, teams are working in the area, and they're seeing acute shortages of medical supplies, leaving many patients, they say, at risk. Earlier I spoke with MSF medical coordinator Marina Pomares, who spoke to us from Khan Yunis, about the impact Israel's evacuation order is having on the people of Gaza City.
Well, the situation is now very difficult after this order, as you have mentioned. People is again moving and fleeing from their houses, going back to the south and moving everything with all their belongings or the belongings that are remaining, seeking for a safe place to be, which at the moment is not in all the strip. And they are looking for safe. So they are moving and looking for closest areas to be, which are not in the area of the evacuation orders.
Are there
safe
zones?
So they are taking everything. No, they are not safe zones in the Gaza Strip at the moment.
So where will these people from Gaza City go?
Well, they will move to the south area. They will try to find a space wherever they could, with some families, with some lands, but everything is very packed. Everything is very crowded. The places that they used to be for staying, they are not anymore available, because a lot of displacement recently in the coming weeks, in the last weeks. So they just try to find a little bit piece of land wherever they could find, squeezing among tents or squeezing about the rest of the buildings that are still remaining, no? Especially in the middle area.
Mm-hmm. And I know that the MSF health facility in North Gaza has been forced to temporarily close after this Israeli evacuation order. Can I ask you generally about the humanitarian situation in Gaza right now? How bad is it?
Well, it's very bad. It's getting more and more complicating. The health facilities that remain in functional are less than before. Now it's only one hospital, big hospital, that is still working, functional. The rest are small hospitals, field hospitals, and other organizations who are supporting. But the health infrastructure are damaged, and the people is getting very complicated to reach them as well.
Is there a lack of health supplies or clinical supplies for doctors to work with?
Well, at the moment, yes, it's a big problem in entering supplies to the Gaza Strip. There is been a lot of issues. We are trying to do as much as we can with the supplies, but we really need to have more in order to cope with the situation.
How easy is it, Ms. Pomares, to get aid in?
Well, now it's getting very difficult. You know, we have some trucks that need to come in, but now the flux, no, it's getting more slowly than before, and we are really struggling to carry on and to keep on going with this regular situation, no.
And the impact then that this is having then in turn on the Gazan people, who are already suffering disease and starvation and a lack of various facilities.
Yeah, it's very difficult because, as I was mentioned, no, the lack of supplies in many facilities is facing that some of the activities that we will carry on, we need to reduce it. Some of the normal surgeries we need to also to reduce, you know, and we need to prioritize what are the sickest patients to carry on. There is some internal pediatric wards, maternity, theaters, trauma, orthopedics, so there is a huge medical activities ongoing that with lack of supplies, of course, everything is slowly reducing because we don't have the capacity to do as before we were doing.
Can I read to our listeners a testimony from MSF staff in Gaza? And this is from your social media feed. I might ask you to respond to it then. They say enough killing, enough bombing, enough shooting. You can rebuild your house, you can rebuild anything. But what you can't do is bring back people who have left us. And they're talking about constant and relentless displacement and trauma.
Yeah, this is, we are facing this situation with our staff, no? That is very difficult. We are, the war is keep on going. It's almost 9 months now. The population is still losing members of the family every day. That is very difficult to recover this loss. And this is an impact that at the moment people is having every day. So every day you have one staff that has lost another member of the family. So it's very difficult to carry on with their normal life, with their normal routine activities when you have this in your house. And this is not one staff. This is most of all of them that they are suffering from this situation, no?
Yet we're told that Hamas and Israel are engaged in some sort of negotiation for a ceasefire. But Hamas is saying that Israel is trying to pressure negotiations by intensifying bombing operations, displacement and committing massacres. Israel is saying that their red lines need to be preserved. What's your reading of any hope of a ceasefire?
Well, this has been mentioned many times, no? When we are still hoping for this ceasefire arrive soon, but at the moment what we are seeing is people displacing every day.
Do you think that the Western leaders could be doing more to put pressure on all parties here to stop the killing?
Well, definitely, yes, no? I think that we should be doing more because at the moment the situation is not changing. So we are supporting here in the way that we can, but of course, we're still facing a lot of difficulties and the people is suffering a lot.
And when we discuss this, Ms. Bomares, it's the suffering that people focus on, our listeners. And some are bemused at how much suffering is allowed to go on. Can I ask you finally about the people who will not leave on foot of the evacuation order from Israel, might not be able to leave? What is their fate, do you think?
Well, there is a lot of people that they cannot move because they have not resources to move because they have displaced more than 10 times. They are exhausted. Population here is exhausted. They are really, really saying, I don't want to move more, you know? Like, they are evacuating from one side to the other, bringing the houses, bringing the families, bringing their the things that they have in their lives, you know, the last things that they are remaining with them. So there are people who say, I don't move more. Of course, we know that it's a risk if these people, they don't move because this zone has been ordered to be evacuated. But people, the population here is exhausted.
But they'll face Israeli military operations.
Well, of course, their operations are on the ground. Okay, so probably, yes, of course, they will face it.
Thank you very much indeed for talking to us. I really appreciate your time. Marina Pomares, Médecins Sans Frontières Medical Coordinator. Thank you.